how did this route get settled upon?
Over the past year and a half, Minnesota Department of Transportation, the Federal Rail Administration, and to a certain extent the Wisconsin Department of Transportation have been doing a very technical analysis of a variety of rail corridors between the Twin Cities and Milwaukee. And through that process, it became clear that the Empire Builder Route was the preferred route.
At this time a year ago, we were having the debate here in Wisconsin about the high-speed line between Madison and Milwaukee, but it sounds like perhaps one day a high-speed train could stop in Madison, despite the fact that currently the closest stop would be Columbus?
That's always a possibility. As the system matures and the political climate changes and other factors come into play, there's always an option to get an alignment through Madison. As the same with an alignment between Eau Claire. Back in the 40s and 50s was the height of the passenger rail system. We had a web of corridors that were in play and operating, and now we're just trying to reestablish base service using new technology and reduced travel time. And so a network can occur in the future, but at this point in time, we're looking at staying on the existing Amtrak alignment, which doesn't serve Madison.
Did the decision in Wisconsin, roughly 11 months or so, really derail, pardon the pun, the plans for the high-speed train? Did it set back the plans all that much, or are we pretty much on schedule?
Keep in mind that for approximately 15 years, the Midwest Regional Rail Initiative has been being developed, looking at a Chicago-based, Chicago-hubbed nine-state system. And for a good portion of that time, Wisconsin was a leader in developing the corridors, and the work that had been done over that time has resulted in improvements to the Hiawatha service that makes it extremely successful. At the same time, Minnesota was sitting on the sideline. The decision last year is a blow for us moving forward. We ultimately will need a strong partner in Wisconsin to make it happen.
How long before people are taking a high-speed train between the Twin Cities and Chicago?
The short answer is potentially 4 to 5 years yet. There are other activities underway, and our approach is to incrementally make improvements in the number of trains and speeds till we get up to a network of six dedicated high-speed trains that can make that trip from Twin Cities to Chicago in about 2.5 hours less than what it can now.